This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Bruce Einhorn. One of the co-founders of Robinhood is backing a San Carlos-based startup that's going to use satellites to create solar farms in outer space. Bruce, you got to tell us how this is going to work because it sure sounds like science fiction.
It is interesting, isn't it? So it's still a ways off. It's not going to be happening, you know, imminently. But the plan from Baiju Bhatt, the co-founder of Robinhood, is to deploy satellites in low Earth orbit. That's the part of space where Elon Musk SpaceX has its Starlink satellites. It's around 550 kilometers above the Earth. And then in that general area, the new company, Bhatt's company, Etherflux, hopes to have satellites that can gather sunlight and solar power that it can then convey down to Earth using infrared lasers.
That sounds like something we should have done a long time ago. Is it just not the technology just wasn't there?
It's hard to do. It's expensive to do. And, you know, it's unclear at the moment just how much demand there is. One interesting possibility is that by having satellites collecting solar power, they don't have to worry as much about the sun going down, right? So they can be sending solar power down to Earth to stations that otherwise would be just sitting waiting for the sun to rise. So at nighttime, you could then be utilizing a lot of this equipment on the ground that otherwise is not really being used.
Do they have any idea of how much can be gathered and be able to be sent back down to Earth?
That's a good question. I think at the moment, it's still too early to really be able to quantify that. The company is hoping that they'll have a first satellite that they'll be able to launch, say, by early 2026, and then they would begin building out after that.
And how many satellites do they think they'd be using?
A lot. Still to be determined just how many, but it could be hundreds, thousands of satellites to really provide the kind of coverage that would be necessary.
This sounds really cutting edge. This is the kind of technology that only people who have $1 billion can actually do.
Well, it certainly helps to have $1 billion or $2 billion to do it. There are others who are looking at this. In Asia in particular, there are scientists looking at the possibility of doing solar from orbit in places like China, Japan, South Korea. Researchers there all working on projects with the goal of doing this, but still quite a ways out.
So the idea would be to have sort of, you know, solar farms in the sky?
Pretty much, yeah. You'd have you'd have satellites in the sky that would be able to send solar power down to Earth and would be able to reduce the footprint that you need on the ground, right? So one of the problems with solar at the moment is you need a whole lot of solar panels. You need big solar farms in order to really get the kind of yield that you need. If you're sending it down from space, the hope, the expectation is that you wouldn't need nearly so many. You'd be able to concentrate it.
And who would be the beneficiaries of this space energy?
Initially, the company is hoping to go after customers that have very particular needs. So maybe there might be users connected to the military, say, or, you know, if you're in a certain location where otherwise it's hard to get. So but that's still to be determined.
Good stuff, Bruce. Thanks for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Bruce Einhorn. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays right here on KCBS at 12:30. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.